I want you to know that you need not look around at anybody, because nobody here can save you. I can't save you. Pastor Patterson can't save you. The conference president, the union president. Only Jesus saves. Morning, church.
Morning.
I'd like to ask you to open your Bibles to Acts, the third chapter. We'll be coming back to that in a few minutes. Received a call this morning about 7 o'clock from Sister Patterson that our pastor is ill. So I want to ask you to continue to remember him in prayer and pray that his condition is not any more serious than it may be. Now, the message this morning is entitled Repent and Be Converted. I hope you have enjoyed the Sabbath school lessons that we have had at the end of this quarter. We have had some powerful Sabbath school lessons this year. We're about to move into the study of the book of Revelation. Folk, that is the last book for the last day, for this last time. Know that each of us that is sitting here present, each individual who is viewing, we are here for such a time as this. We have been blessed to be in the time of the coming of our Lord. If you look at the prophets, and if you look at the testimonies, and if you look at the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, you realize that we are not just in the feet of iron and miry clay. Folk, we are down into the toes. You don't know what's about to happen. Every morning when I turn on the news, I'm seeing some sort of travesty. In households, in society, we each need to realize, as Brother Martin said, he left the office for the Christmas holidays saying, see y'all in the new year. Tomorrow is not promised, folks. It's not see you tomorrow, it's God willing, I'll see you tomorrow. Repent and be converted. Dearest Heavenly Father, we, your people, want to give our hearts and our minds to thee this morning. We pray, dear Lord, that you will strengthen our hearts, that we will be receptive to the guidance and direction of the Holy Ghost, that we would realize that your scriptures, therein is found salvation. May we trust in thee. For you have told us, dear Lord, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you have told us that each of us needs to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not, dear Lord, needeth not be deceived concerning the errors that are be in the world in this latter day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. After healing a lame man, Peter made a call to repentance to all in the sound of his voice who had witnessed the power of the Holy Ghost. The man who was lame from his mother's womb, who was carried daily and laid at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Turn now to Acts, third chapter, and I'm going to read to you 14 through 18. Verse 4, excuse me. To 18. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Some money, folk, some alms. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, raise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One, and that just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of ye all. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did also your rulers." It's a good thing the word of God tells us that God, at our ignorance, God did wink. At our ignorance, he did wink. "Repent ye, therefore, and be converted. We each need our minds to be changed concerning our lifestyle, how we live our lives, what we think, what we say, and what we do daily. For we are the sum total of our thoughts. We understand that as a person thinketh, so are they." Proverbs 23, verse 7. "If we are in Christ, we will be new creatures. Old things will pass away. All things will become new." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. "We need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3, verse 2. "Daily, by the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we should seek to be converted, to turn about spiritually, returning to God. For we are each judged according to our works and our ways." It says, even a child is known by the things that he does. "We need to repent and choose, decide, to turn ourselves from all our transgressions, our iniquities, our sins, so that our sins will not be our ruin." Ezekiel 18, verse 30. "As we daily choose, decide to accept Christ as our Savior and King, we will ask for an outpouring of his Holy Spirit upon our lives. that we might desire to live in harmony with His word, His will, and His way. The new birth, our regeneration, is the work of the Holy Spirit, acting upon our hearts and minds simultaneously with our turning away from our old life of sin, our disobedience. All that is not of faith is sin. But the Holy Spirit cannot do His work until we are willing to let go and let God take hold of our lives. Revelation 3:20 states, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open the door, I will come into them and sup with them, and they with me." Christ says to us daily, "Open your heart and mind to me. Receive me, that I might blot out your disobedience, your sins." He'll wipe them away and forgive our sins, washing us in His own blood because He loved us. Revelation 1, verse 5. The pardoning love of the Father cancels the indictment of a catalog of sins of the penitent. Isaiah 43, verse 25 states, "I, even I, am He that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins," our disobedience. Jesus is able to save us from our sins, our disobedience. The immediate result of those who accepted Peter's call to repentance was the forgiveness of their sins. In this sense, the blotting out of their sins may be regarded as having occurred immediately. In the ultimate sense, however, the final blotting out of sin takes place just before the second advent of Christ, in connection with the close of Christ's work as high priest. Guilt for specific sins is canceled when they are confessed and forgiven. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Those sins become purged, expunged from the record in the day of judgment. Great Controversy, page 485. The conversion of sinners will have a power to accelerate the fulfillment of God's purposes to hasten the coming of His kingdom in its completeness. Peter called on his hearers to repent and be converted. In so doing, their sins would be blotted out, followed by the times of refreshing in the glorious advent of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will be poured out on all those who would be saved. They will be prepared to meet their God. This is Patriarchs and Prophets 357, 358, Great Controversy 421 and 422. Note, folk, I asked you to take notes. You need to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. I could be telling you any kind of mess up here. I won't, because I understand what the Lord says in Revelation, that anybody that adds to or takes from will be added to or taken out of. And I want to be saved. Amen. So I'm going to share with you the truth, but you need to know and understand it for yourself, not because you heard it from me. Brothers and sisters, repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that He may send the Christ. In the mind of God, the plan of redemption was set from eternity. Matthew 25, verse 34, Ephesians 1, verse 4, Revelation 13, verse 8. God's plan was executed in the very face of the resistance of Satan and sinful men. It remains for those concerned in the plan to fulfill its conditions by obedience. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. If you would see Jesus, but to trust and obey. Nothing complex here, folk. Nothing complex. Says even a child can know, understand, and be found safe to save. Be obedient. We must daily deny ourselves and allow God's will to be done in our lives. Luke 22, verse 42. That's if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. We must purpose to do God's will and seek to live godly in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 10, verse 7. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Jesus said, except ye repent, ye shall all perish. Luke 13, verse 3. Book of Job. Job was told that, you know, Job prayed for his children every day. Prayed for him while he was partying and the building was about to fall in on him. Says that neither son nor daughter could be delivered but by their own righteousness, right doing. Without repentance, there can be no conversion or blotting out of sin. No time of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. God is looking for twice born men, women, and children. People who are converted, born again. John 3, verse 3. Remember, true conversion is evidenced by a change in the life. I remember hearing a saying, to your own self, be true. You look in the mirror. The word of God is a mirror. That mirror tells you what you need to do before you leave the house. The word of God does the same. To your own self, be true. To those who truly repent and are converted, come the words, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy sins. Isaiah 44, verse 22. The gift of the Holy Spirit is given to all who believe. Acts 2, verse 38. So repent ye therefore and be converted. Amen. Now, folk, I know there must be someone here who hasn't given their heart to the Lord. And I want you to know that you need not look around at anybody because nobody here can save you. I can't save you. Pastor Patterson can't save you. The conference president, the union president. Only Jesus saves. So, folk, if you have not made a commitment to the Lord that you will surrender your life to him daily, that you will study his word daily, make time. I hear folk talking about the difference in generations. Folk, this word tells me there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. Nothing new. This word tells me that it's still 24/7. Okay, 365. We still get 24 hours each day. The spirit of prophecy says of nothing will God ask a stricter accounting than what we have done with the time he has given us. What are you looking at? What are you listening to? What are you spending your time doing? Health is wealth, folk. Now I'm sitting because Arthur's messing with me today. But I want you to understand, doctors said I would never walk. Health is wealth. I heard that. Four doctors speaking poison into my spirit. And I said, the devil is a liar. The word says that God is able and that he specializes in things that men think impossible. So when four doctors told me one thing, I said, God, rebuke the devourer for my sake. I called on the name of the Lord and called on his promises. If you don't know his promises and you want to learn more of God through the study of the word, please raise your hand at this time. Okay. Now, folk, that means you plan on studying. I'm going to tell you that you don't need somebody to teach you, but if you do, speak to those in the church who deal with that. Sister Roberta Perry, we have Bible workers, Bible teachers here in the church who will give you lessons. But get you a Bible with a good concordance, a study reference Bible, and a Strong's concordance. And then call on the name of him who Jesus said would be with you until he come. I go that she might receive another comforter, the Holy Ghost. He would not speak of himself. He will lead, guide, and direct you into all truth unto the saving of your souls. Prayerfully study God's word, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Prove all things and hold fast that which is good. It says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. Now, do we have anybody who's interested in baptism? Okay. But I'm telling you, folk, come while you can. I was on my way to bed, and all of a sudden my wife heard something she'd never heard out of my mouth. I'd never heard anything like that come out of my mouth, the way I was hollering and screaming. Because all of a sudden, something hit me that I had never even heard of, spinal stenosis. Third, fourth, and fifth lumbar region of my spine was hit by arthritis, and I lost all feeling in my legs, and my body bent backwards, and I hit the bathroom floor, head first. Folk, things happen quick. Come while you can, folk. Come while you can. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, you have brought us to the end of 2018. Lord, place within our hearts and minds a desire to live godly in Christ Jesus. Place within our hearts and our minds a desire to let go of any and all excuses that keep us from doing your will. Lord, give us a spirit of unselfishness and self-sacrificing. I'm praying, dear Lord, that we would realize that each of us needs to begin to serve you, and to allow the talents and the abilities that you have given unto us to be used in the household of faith. Touch every individual here present and every individual who is listening at this time to realize as they move into the new year that daily they are to ask for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon their lives, and daily they are to ask for an opportunity to witness to someone concerning the love, the mercy, and the grace of God. Strengthen us each to be loving and lovable, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.